There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start with news from South Africa, where a local Jewish-founded non-governmental organization called All Africa Tikkun Foundation has raised 140 million rand and saved 4,000 jobs by supporting 1,400 township businesses affected by unrest in the Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal provinces in July last year. All Africa Tikkun Foundation CEO Aleph Muhlenberg explains further.
We started the Reviving Township Economies campaign more or less out of frustration post the looting, feeling quite depleted by what happened, and wanted to ensure that the number of businesses that were affected would be revived. So the aim was to help maybe 50 businesses with some grant funding to get back on their feet. That significantly grew due to generous donations of multiple entities, where we could raise 140 million rand in grant funding, and where we were able to help to save 4,000 jobs in township communities and rural areas, pretty much in Gauteng and KZN. Our aim going forward is to see how we can further support these businesses so that they can grow and really make a South African township economy thrive. And that's the aim of this program. That's the aim of Reviving Township Economy.
We'll stay with news from Africa, and Israeli investors are looking to boost tourism to the East African island of Zanzibar following the lifting of COVID restrictions to the tourism world, and with more tourists now flocking to the island. The RM Group is looking into investing a major part of its $500 million status into hotels and resorts and restaurants on the island, with an aim to upgrade and compete against nearby island resorts such as the Seychelles and as far as Thailand. The group has also spent the last decade seeking out bargain underpriced real estate assets in the United States and Greece and developing them into successful ventures. And now, the company's research and analysis indicates that Zanzibar is the next haven of untapped potential and believe that it could soon be a top tourist destination. As the world population continues to grow with an ever-increasing demand for low-cost, high-nutritional value foods, Israel continues to lead in such research and has found a way to grow an enriched seaweed superfood using an ingenious, environmentally friendly approach. Tel Aviv University and the Israel Oceanographic Research Institute in Haifa reports that experiments have resulted in a 25% increase in seaweed biomass daily, with significant enhancements in the levels of protein, healthy carbohydrates and minerals in its tissues within days. With its high levels of proteins, minerals and use as health foods or nutritional supplements, the enriched seaweed can also be used to help populations suffering from malnutrition and nutritional deficiencies, as well as supplements to a vegetarian or vegan diet. On to news from the United States, and a number of bills have been recently signed into law in New York State requiring museums to label artworks plundered by the Nazis. These bills are regarded as the first of its kind in the country. It is estimated that more than 600,000 art pieces were looted, and hundreds of which were recovered are present in New York museums. Authorities point out that the aim is to educate and create awareness on the subject and not just on restitution endeavors, adding that the Holocaust wasn't just about killing Jews, it was also a systematic approach to robbing them of their wealth and possessions to fund their goals and to eliminate Jewish identity and Jewish culture. And where does time go? Friday is here again. Let's see what made headlines during the course of this week. Israel's diaspora minister, Dr. Nachman Shai, this week encouraged closer cooperation and liaison between Jewish communities abroad and those based in Israel, emphasizing a need to globally solidify relations amongst all Jewish communities. Following the release on parole for the Tulsi twins last week, who were convicted on terrorism-related charges, Jewish communities in South Africa have now been urged to prioritize security, as their release could also inspire any like-minded thinking individuals to continue where they left off. Israeli schools opened this week after union strikes were resolved, and this year, schools will be accommodating 2,600 Ukrainian Jewish students who have fled their country following Russia's invasion. And the families of the Israeli athletes who were murdered during the 1972 Munich Olympics have reached a financial agreement with the German government amounting to 28 million euros. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.